First of all, I live by a code. To fail to support the righteous or good, and to fail to expose evil, it's unacceptable. Behind the red wall of communist China, it's a whole tyrannical regime that is controlling people, brutally persecuting people, forcing people into brutal poverty, into an institutionalized slavery system where 90% of the consumer market that is based in the US and in Europe is founded and established on America will come back. And the reason why it has been hijacked is because of the communist regime and because of the communist influence. And
welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This is a really eye-opening interview that I'm doing with Mitch Gerber, and this is about forced organ harvesting that's going on in communist China. And actually, it grows from there, and we start talking about communism, what's going on in China, what's going on in the United States, who's funding the chaos that's happening in this country, and then we start diving into other geopolitical issues. But I think you're going to be really amazed, if you haven't heard this before, just how much this organ trafficking is going on and how many people are being killed in China and then being used worldwide, and how these networks are supporting it and not saying anything. It's so important. There's more people being killed in China than, you know, in Nazi Germany with the Jewish people. And it's very much like what happened in Russia, probably worse now with how many people have, you know, under Lenin and Stalin, probably worse now with how many people have been killed. And it's all quiet and hushed. And because people are making money on this, or because there's a lot of political backing, they're keeping it hushed. And maybe because them themselves are pedophiles and they're doing crooked activities, so they don't care if somebody else is doing crooked activities. So that's why it's so important to purge the evil from leadership positions, because they allow bad things to continue because they don't care. It enables them to do more bad stuff. That's what we have to eradicate. So this is a really eye-opening, important interview that I'm doing with Mitch Gerber. And he sticks around and he answers another question on what they found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. It is probably too controversial, and YouTube would probably strike it. So it is going to be unlisted, and it's going to go on to just for Patreons only. And hopefully that'll keep me from getting a strike against my account, but it is for Patreons only, and maybe at some point I can allow everybody to see that. So before we get into my interview with Mitch Gerber, I want to make another plug for that water that I'm selling. And here's a link. I'll put it on right now in the video. This water is amazing. If you can pH balance your body, it takes care of all sorts of issues. Your colon gets cleaned out. So here's an example of Kagan water and a woman's colon. She had breast cancer and constipation. And the before and after 3 months of using Kagan water, look how cleaned out her colon is. And this happens to person after person. Their colon gets completely cleaned out and healed by balancing out the pH balance in the water that you're drinking, and that changes your body chemistry. Now look at what it does to your skin, eczema. These are people that have eczema issues. Person after person, using the beauty setting of directly on your skin, a 2.5, completely takes care of eczema and other skin issues. There's so many issues this water takes care of by just balancing you out. So this is amazing. I have the link here right now, and you can just give, no obligation, just give further information on it. Your health will be way better off with drinking pH balanced water. So let's get into now my interview with Mitch Gerber. Hello, Mitch. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. Nice to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much. You are doing amazing work, and on a really tough subject that really needs to get out there. And so let's dive into it. Why did you decide to devote your life to exposing organ trafficking?
First of all, I live by a code. To fail to support the righteous or good, and to fail to expose evil, it's unacceptable. So when I came across this particular atrocity in 2001, actually May 4th, 2001, I heard about this commencing in China on a large scale, but I really did not believe. It was hard to believe. Yet I realized through my extensive background study and investigation at that time that the Chinese Communist Party, a tyrannical regime that has controlled China for the last 50 plus years, ever since Mao Zedong came into China in 1949 and wiped out 40 million people, that it had serious, serious tyrannical genocidal thoughts and actions towards innocent people, whether you were a woman on the one-child policy, whether you were a Tibetan, a house Christian, a Uyghur Muslim, and a Falun Gong practitioner. Anything that was spiritual, anything religious, anything free and independent in China was outlawed and persecuted. So when I heard about the forced organ harvesting going on a large scale, which I'm about to share with you, and I'm grateful that I'm on your show too, share with your listeners, it shocked me, and I couldn't believe it at first, but it really fascinated me and intrigued me, and it sparked my curiosity. So I had to see what it was all about.
Well, how many people do you think have been victims of organ trafficking in China and worldwide?
Well, if I may start by saying that in 1992, a genuine teacher of a spiritual practice called the Falun Gong, also known as the Falun Dafa movement, started in China under Mr. Li Hongzhi, who was the founder at that time, still the founder today, but he introduced these sets of exercises, slow-moving, relaxed and easy to learn, methods of unblocking the energy channels so the blood vessels that circulate the blood flow better to the organs, refresh the organs, you can breathe better, you felt healthier, and a philosophy of being more kind and more considerate, more truthful and more tolerant of all, whether in your work unit, in your office, love relationships, business relationships, in the schoolyard, in your family. And with Falun Gong, this particular modality, this particular spiritual movement grew to become the life force of China, where one out of every 12 Chinese citizens were practicing, from military generals to CEOs, business leaders, the top highest ranking officials of the Chinese government, to the peasant class, to more than upper half of the Chinese middle class society or upper class society, were all practicing these slow moving, easy to learn and very powerful exercises, namely Falun Gong, and following more of a spiritual a philosophy based on Buddhism, also based on universal principles of Christianity and Judaism and Taoism and Catholicism, which are truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. And by 1998, one out of every 12 Chinese citizens were practicing. That's about 100 million people that were practicing these exercises in the parks, at work, on the streets. It was became the life force of China.
And you were saying over half of the middle class.
Over half of the middle class. One out of every 12 Chinese citizens. And the productivity rates were going up in businesses. The mortality rate. People were living longer, feeling better. There was a USA Today news article of sharing about how and reporting on how millions of dollars in healthcare costs were being reduced. People were getting healthy out of just serious illnesses from leukemia, Bavaria, cancer, hepatitis, MS, people coming out of wheelchairs after 15, 20, 30 years of being paraplegics to learning these exercises and walking again naturally like any other person health-wise. So it became the life force. Yet in 1999, the then president of China, Jiang Zemin, out of hatefulness and jealousy that he couldn't control the hearts and the minds of about 10% of the population, banned and outlawed Falun Gong and tried to destroy them within 3 months. And not only tried to destroy them financially, rob them of their child custody, their marriage licenses, their businesses, just like in Nazi Germany, but worse yet, started to send forcefully since 2001, The reports were coming out in 2006, and I'll share with you how they came about and how the allegations, which are so hard to believe, were confirmed by three gentlemen particularly, two out of Canada and one from the United States, but sent hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong petitioners forcefully through cattle cars to state-mandated hospitals, cut out the organs cut out of the bodies while alive without any anesthetic, out of their bodies, the corneas, the livers, the hearts, the lungs, the pancreas, all out of their bodies, sold for hundreds and thousands of dollars on the black markets and then on the medical to the medical associations, the biotech firms, rich foreign donors, Chinese nationalists, for hundreds and thousands of dollars. And then the bodies of the Falun Gong, together with Tibetan Buddhists, Uyghur Muslims, and Hausa Christians, but the largest group, the Falun Gong, were then burned in boiler rooms and ovens in these hospitals. So this became a new form of evil. And in 2006, the allegations started to become really confirmed and really real.
Well, how many people do you think have been affected at this point with the Falun Gong and with all the other groups that you're talking about?
Hundreds and thousands a year. Now, the investigators do not want me to sensationalize this because I've got to be very careful, because there are going to be critics out there. There are going to be very scientific personnel out there, people who want the statistics, and this is extremely hard to believe. Even when in Nazi Germany, when the statistics and the reports and the allegations were becoming confirmed by the depictions, people were hard to believe. Even my Jewish grandmother at that time couldn't believe when the Americans were liberating, when the Russians were liberating the death camps and seeing Jews and bodies just piled up, gypsies and disabled people and homosexual people piled up. They couldn't believe it, that this was going on. Even the German people, they were running factories 5 or 6 miles away from the camps. They couldn't believe it either. So the number of people affected, I mean, this, when the Falun Gong started, like I said, one out of every 12 Chinese national citizens started to practice. This became the largest spiritual movement in all of China's 5,000 years of history. And when the number of people outnumber the communist regime by 30 million, this is tens of millions of people, the communist regime grows very wary. And instead of supporting, they condemned it and started to make money off them by killing them for the organs. And so this affects a large scale. I mean, the amount of people practicing, one out of every 12, Sarah and ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is at least 10% of the population. Can you imagine? 10% and growing annually, growing weekly, monthly, annually, and even daily. And when Ethan Guttman, who has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2017, is an investigative award-winning journalist from America, his book that can be bought and purchased on Amazon called The Slaughter. And David Kilgore, who is the former Secretary of State and Prime Cabinet Minister of Asian Affairs and Pacific Asian Affairs in Canada, as well as David Mattis, an international human rights lawyer and Nazi hunter, these three gentlemen came together. The two gentlemen, David Kilgore and David Mattis, came together in 2006 to corroborate and confirm the evidence that this was going on. 18 pieces of evidence that they confirmed were confirmed that this is going on. They believe it's going on. They did a press conference in 2006. If you just YouTube or Google David Mattis and David Kilgore and their book Bloody Harvest, you can find their PDF report on the Falun Gong forced organ harvesting in China. And more evidence has been coming out, more and more, but unfortunately people have been so shocked that it's hard to believe that this is going on. So yes, countless numbers of people. I mean, like I said, this became the life force of China. Falun Gong became the life force of China. And Jiang Zemin, the president of China, has spent one quarter, and this is also hard to believe, but it is true, folks, one quarter of China's gross domestic profit for the last 18 plus years to eradicate Falun Gong from the shores of China. And this is what has been happening. And that's why for 17 years of my life, I've dedicated myself to expose this. And that's why I'm grateful to you, Sarah, for allowing me to come on and share with you and your audience.
Well, okay. Well, so let's dive into it a little bit more. If it was a lifeboat of China and it was raising all boats and everybody was more productive, now is everything going back down and people scared to follow that religion and they're seeing their neighbors disappearing and things like that?
Yes, and allow me to correct you. It's not really a religion. It's more of a way of life, a spiritual qigong. It's very similar to Tai Chi, yoga, but it has a Buddhist ancient philosophy of just considering people better, moral character, a heart nature, and an improvement of the mind and your way of approach of doing anything in life based on being more truthful and compassionate and tolerant. But when it was banned, outlawed by the communist regime, many went into hiding. Most people were rounded up to labor camps. People got 18 to 20 year sentences. There was a specific event on April 25th, 1999, that over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners in peaceful protests went to Zhongnonghai, which is the capital compound buildings in Beijing, China. And they met with Zhu Rongji, who was the premier of China, the second in command to the president and military director of Jiang Zemin. And some of Falun Gong practitioners he invited in, talked to him and said, listen, why are you banning something that is bringing incredible benefit, incredible health, incredible conscience, economic prosperity, social prosperity to the people, to millions of Chinese people growing daily, monthly, weekly, annually. Why ban it? Why not embrace? And Zhu Rongji said, you know what? You make a lot of sense. For the last 8 years, there's been nothing but prosperity, the productivity rates going up, multi-billions of dollars of healthcare costs being reduced, people living longer, breathing better. I want to go talk to Jiang Zemin. I want to write a letter to the president. Well, Zhu Rongji at that time wrote a letter, sent it to Jiang Zemin, and he got infuriated. No, we are not allowing this. We are going to outlaw Falun Gong. And basically, Jiang Zemin declared a full-on war, a full-on scale war, his own personal war out of his jealousy and his hatefulness that he couldn't control the hearts and the minds of so many people no longer under his ideology. You know, when you live under communism, there is no freedom. If people go to China for business, and I'm sure a lot of high CEOs or executives that you know that are part of your audience that have gone to China, they see the large skyscrapers and they see the business dealings. I've just come from Vietnam. I was dealing some business in Vietnam. You see the high skyscrapers and the business dealings. But behind the red wall, because Vietnam is also communist controlled, behind the red wall of communist China, it's a whole tyrannical regime that is controlling people, brutally persecuting people, forcing people into brutal poverty, into an institutionalized slavery system where 90% of the consumer market that is based in the US and in Europe is founded and established on. That's why there's so much cheap and slave labor goods coming out from China. That's why you can go to Walmart and buy next to nothing TVs and appliances and goods that can't, you can't compete, you can't bring back the wages. Unfortunately, Bill Clinton, in the early 1990s, in NAFTA agreements, sold the American worker down the line for communist slave labor and institutionalized slavery. And that was very unfortunate. But when that occurred, 30 years of complete institutionalized slavery system, when Falun Gong started to happen, the communist regime found it very, very to its advantage to say, look, let's use these Falun Gong practitioners as slave labor. And not only slave labor, let's profit off their organs, because when you practice Falun Gong, the organs become the most healthiest in the world. So to round up a large-scale group of your people, forcefully blood test them, use technology from Google's, Yahoo's, Cisco systems, bringing all the executives of Microsoft into a room and say, look, we are going to create an Operation Golden Shield firewall around China, just like in Iran, with the protests going on in Iran now, a firewall around the country that doesn't allow anything inside and outside of China or Iran to get through, or North Korea. And anyone who tries to get things out to share about the persecution and what we're doing, we can target them with the routers. So that was exactly what they were doing. Anyone who was trying to get information out, talk about this, stand up for human rights, stand up for the Uyghurs, stand up for the Tibetans, stand up for the Falun Gong, were sent more to death camps than labor camps. And even worse, and this is even more hard to believe, on June 10th, 1999, 1 month before the crackdown of Falun Gong commenced, which was on July 20th, 1999, which was a full Kristallnacht or crackdown of what happened in Nazi Germany, happened in Rwanda, happened in Armenia, the genocides over Serbia, happened in China, a complete crackdown. Just conquer, destroy, kill, at any means necessary, round up and just completely demolish any group that comes against the communist regime, especially the Falun Gong. The 610 office was created, a Gestapo-type office that was created by Jiang Zemin and his cadres that sits right now to this day for the last 20-plus years on top of the government system. You see, in China and under communism, the government system is controlled by the communist system. The communist system controls the government system. And this particular office that was set up on 1 month before the complete crackdown of Falun Gong sits still today and controls all levels of government from the highest to the lowest, social, political, and economic spectrums to do one thing and one thing only, eradicate Falun Gong, send hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong and any Uyghur, Tibetan, Buddhist, House Christian, specifically Falun Gong practitioner, break into their homes, forcefully blood test them, send them off to death camps and labor camps, and on a specified date, cut their organs out of their bodies while alive.
And because they have like a week, you can get your organ transplant. And so they're just sitting there waiting for the order to come through. And then once an order comes through, they grab the next person and here you go.
Yes, Jacob Levy, actually, there's a really good documentary I implore your listeners and your viewers to watch. It's called Hard to Believe Movie. And you can find that on Amazon.com as well, Hard to Believe, or at hardtobelievemovie.com. This is a 14 awards that's been won. It was created by two Emmy Award producers, and it won the International Human Rights Awards and the famous Peabody Award. And Hard to Believe depicts that how hard this can be. I mean, this is the people all over the world. I mean, think about it. This has been going on for 18-plus years. David Kilgore and David Mattis and Ethan Gutman and Anastasia Lin, who is Miss World Canada 2015, she practices Falun Gong. And her beauty is amazing. And she was actually going to compete in China, but she was banned from China and thus couldn't compete because she stands up for Falun Gong. And her father practices Falun Gong. So she made it a duty and used this tribulation to go around the world with David Mattis, David Kilgore, and Ethan Gutman to expose this. But unfortunately, the lady chair of the United Nations, a lot of these body organizations, the World Transplant Congress, the Transplantation Society, all bought out by the communist regime to speak no evil, see no evil, and hear no evil. And why, you might ask, Sarah, and why everybody? Because of the money. And it is a dark day in this time that people would take money over human life. You want to make money? There's nothing wrong with making money. But if you're going to traffic organs and know full well about it, but then keep quiet because the communist regime in China sits on top of the United Nations or is funding you, or that your contract is based in China and says, if you're going to support those Falun Gong or stand in support of this forced organ harvesting, which is nonsense anyway, we're going to cancel your contract. And how many people cancel? No. How many people stand for the Falun Gong? Oh, no. They keep quiet, they turn their backs, and they make their money over the atrocity. And that is what I find most disturbing.
So, gosh, so more people are being targeted and slaughtered than Russia, back under Lenin and Stalin, than Nazi Germany. I mean, this is a major worldwide catastrophe.
This is a new form of evil. This hasn't occurred in modern history. And when the world finds out what is going on in China under their noses, the world is going to be soul stirred. I like what Donald Trump did just recently. He wrote an executive, he passed an executive order of human to stop human slavery and go after pedophiles and human trafficking. And he actually mentioned the Falun Gong, that he will bring eventually the perpetrators of the Falun Gong to justice. Now, there's a huge conflict going on, a huge power struggle in deep inside the communist regime. And this spells the complete death knell. This puts a death knell in the coffin of the communist regime and spells absolute collapse of the communist regime within the next two to five years. And that's hard to believe, but mark my words, it's coming very soon. And with the collapse of the communist regime, there will be a new government, a new way of life in China, a more prosperous China, and America will then be able to rest. Because what you are seeing as well in America with the Antifa movement, with the communist Marxists on the left, this is all from communist China, political correctness, the one-child policy, no child left behind. This is all the communist regime's play-by-play book of Marxist propaganda and Leninism and Trotskyism, all coming out from the Chinese Communist Party that controls a lot of property, a lot of investment real estate, a lot of land in America. And I think it's preposterous. But I believe, hopefully, I just hope with time, with the collapse of the communist regime, this poison of communism, this poison on the left, particularly with the Antifa terrorist movement, which is a terrorist movement, this violent Marxist radical thuggish mentality, is going to seep out, because that is not democracy. That's not how you handle things. That's communist regime. That's communist China. That's like the rear guard in communist China, and that is not allowed in a democracy and under constitutional law that I've so gratefully pledged an oath to in America. I'm an American citizen, but that kind of communist thuggery cannot exist in a democracy, in a normal society like America.
So I know you don't want to talk about numbers because it sensationalizes such an important issue. And that's what, you know, you just don't want to sensationalize and cheapen something that's so important. But we need to get an idea of how what we're talking about here. We're talking a couple hundred thousand, 200,000 or more each year since 1999. Is that what we're talking about? Or is it even bigger than that?
Yes, well, in 2006, David Mattis and David Kilgore confirmed the allegations were true, and between 40 and 60,000 forced organ harvesting against the Falun Gong were occurring. But then Ethan Guttman teamed up with David Kilgore and David Mattis, and in 2016 they released their report, a 600-page report to the United States Congress, reporting that hundreds and thousands each year since 1999 were being harvested for their organs, because the numbers were just not adding up. Now, you know, I've heard other reports, the numbers could be much higher as well. But I would implore your listeners and your audience to please consider reading The Slaughter. The Slaughter is a book that was written by Ethan Guttman, and basically he became nominated. He's now nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017, and rightfully so. This man has done incredible work. He's gone to such lengths to interview survivors, Falun Gong labor camp survivors, and in the movie or in the documentary, Hard to Believe, he discusses, and also on there's a website called endorganpillaging.org. He goes into detail about the update of the slaughter and why and what's going on. But he was interviewing these survivors, and they were telling him how they went through to check for the blood, to check for this, to check for that. And he kept going back to that and saying, well, that's odd. What's going on there? And they were starting to get frustrated and saying to him, well, you know, that was nothing compared to the torture and to the 100 torture methods that I saw, and the forced abortions and throwing women into criminal cages in order to make them give up their beliefs in Falun Gong and Christianity and God knows other faiths. Uyghur Muslims and Tibetan Buddhists. But he kept going back to the physical, the physicals, because eventually he found out that this was for organ harvesting. And this was the biggest shock to him. He couldn't believe it until the allegations were confirmed by David Kilgore and David Mattis. And then he looked into more of it and also started to call the labor camps and the hospitals and say, look, you know, they pretended to be, they used a Falun Gong practitioner to call the hospitals and say, look, I'm looking for an organ and I hear you have Falun Gong practitioner organs. They are the best. And the doctors, many recorded conversations, will say, sure, we got one now, we got one here, we got plenty, no problem. And they got them all on record. Before the communist regime took off the website, they had about 20 websites marketing the organs. They took them off. Luckily, the investigators got screenshots of them. So the evidence is there, you know, and it just takes people to really research and discern, because discernment is so important. This is a new form of evil, but, you know, to me, I knew it was right. I knew when it touches your heart and it touches you in such a way that you think, my God, this is going on. And it's something that you cannot be taught. It's something that someone can't tell you. It's just an intuitive human feeling. And that is why we're all connected. Why is it so important for every human being that is listening to this doc, this recording today, or this conversation? You know, the most important is because we're all connected as human beings, and we all have that intuition to discern what is good and what is not. And when there's a murder going on a large scale, can you imagine if it's your own family? You have a human body. You bleed the same blood. You breathe the same air. When your own family are taken out of their houses, or you're taken out of your workspace because you practice a spiritual belief, namely Falun Gong or Christianity, or being a Muslim or a house or a Tibetan, and kill for your organs, that is so evil. And as a human being, we have to face that evil. We have to confront it. How can we demonstrate that we're good people? How can we demonstrate that we even are human beings if we do not confront? So that is the biggest thing I feel proves that this is going on. Because when people hear about this, when I confront people on the streets, when I confront people in the executive offices, when I confront people at the United Nations, when I sit down with very high-ranking officials as well, with people who have been there and done that, when I tell them about this and I look them right in the eye and say, listen, guys, this is going on. Forced organ harvesting is going on. Falun Gong, Tibetans, Uyghur Muslims, house Christians, people of conscience, political dissidents are being killed and cut open while alive. They feel it and they know it's true. Maybe a lot of them don't want to believe it, but they know they have to believe it because it's true. So,
well, yeah, why do you think it's not known? Why is it still... I mean, there's so many millions of people that have been slaughtered like this. Why is it still not known in a big way?
Too much money. It's a multi-billion dollar profiteering ring. It's like the pedophiling rings. I mean, what's coming out in Hollywood nowadays, most people don't even know. And when you tell them, they're too scared to say anything. Also, a lot of people like to live in their bubbles. I mean, look at the YouTube videos. You'll get 60 million, 70 million YouTube viewers looking at a Miley Cyrus or a Justin Bieber video. But when you put out an organ harvesting video, you only get about maybe 10,000, 28,000, 30,000, 100,000, 300,000. For 17 years, there's been about 15, 16 documentaries. The evidence is coming out. The confirmed reports are coming out. The government agencies that are coming out and saying, look, we can't deny this anymore. People who are coming out can't deny this anymore. David Kilgore and David Mattis and Ethan Gutman, who have gone around the world to over 40 different countries, you can't deny this anymore. But people don't like to hear gruesome and heavy stuff. Maybe it's just that I never underestimate the power of denial. I never underestimate the power of fear. People don't like to hear unpleasant things.
Do you think the government and people around the world don't do anything until there's enough of us standing up to say, you got to do it? Because it feels like, you know, with the pedophilia or with any of these other atrocities worldwide, unless enough of us step up and say, okay, enough is enough with us being evil people, and we need to put these systems and things in place for us to have peace and harmony. Unless enough of us stand up, this will not happen.
Absolutely. Totally, Sarah. And it's just a matter of choosing your conscience, being responsible for yourself, and discerning what side of destiny you want to stand on. But yet there's so much money involved, and there's so much political pressure. Even when I was in college and I was looking for someone to support the forced organ harvesting club that I had, the Falun Gong club that I had to expose this mass genocide and brutal persecution of the Falun Gong in China. The professor that I was with, the political studies, said to me, I can't do it, Mitch. I can't. I'm like, why? Is it because people are pressuring you? Yeah. And every time I saw her, she couldn't even look at me. She felt shameful. So I found someone who supported and could be an advisor. But that's the thing. We've talked to CNBC, CNN. Now they are reporters from different media agencies, whether on the left, whether on the right, that have supported. However, in my experience, calling CNBC, calling the VP of Fox Communications in New York, calling the Today Show, calling NBC, and they will not return any phone calls. But there are certain reporters that have reported on this, and I take my hat off to those reporters, but they're very few and far between.
Well, because is it because news and these channels have really turned into an entertainment outlet? I mean, because they're not really covering very much hard news anymore at all. I mean, the most important stuff isn't being covered. It's all a bunch of nonsense. You'll see a few important things, but in general, it's nonsense.
No, of course it's nonsense. And this is the society we live in nowadays. And it's just, I smile about it because, you know, I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of feeling so bummed. I'm tired of feeling so discouraged. I'm tired of feeling so disturbed. And so how can people not come to the rescue or just think about it or take a flyer? You know, I was in New York City when I was doing exposure of the torture exhibitions. We had torture exhibitions depicting all the torture methods that were used on the Falun Gong practitioners to force them to give up their beliefs, forced abortion techniques, tiger barb techniques, water torture. I mean, the torture techniques, over 100 of them, disgusting, disgraceful, shocking, especially with what has gone on with Chinese female practitioners in China, throwing them into cages, using all kinds of things on their private parts. It's disgusting. And I was on Wall Street, and people just walked by nonstop, didn't want to even listen, didn't even want to think. But there was one case where this little lady came up to me. And, I come from a Jewish family, but I was in a Jewish neighborhood, and some Jewish rabbis came up, or very Orthodox Jews, and they were looking, and they went off, and I was like, you're Jewish, you should know better. You're Jewish, you should know. I lost my little cool, but I was like, you're Jewish, you should know better, okay? And while I was huffing and puffing, I couldn't believe it because, it's like you're religious, and you wear all these, do all these rituals, but yet you're not truly... It's like the spiritual hippy-dippy kind of vibe. I'm in Bali, Indonesia. So it's like, we're all hippie and we're all one love. But yet when you approach these people with the truth, they don't want to have anything to do with it. They want to live in their little bubbles. It's like, it's unbelievable. It's like, that's not spirituality to me. You have to face the darkness. You have to face the darkness first in yourself, and you have to face the darkness outside. When there's suffering in this world, where there's pain and there's torture and there's unpleasant things, we have to confront them as human beings particularly. Since we all have organs and we all have a human body and we all bleed the same blood and breathe the same air. But to finish off the story, this little lady comes up to me and says, excuse me, sir, I'm trying to find my daughter. can you tell me what rail station I can go on? And I said, well, I don't know, madam, because I'm not really from New York. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I was there for 20 years. God bless the United States. I love them. And my father and mother are just getting their passports too. It's an amazing country. I love them, the Americans, and their beautiful spirit. And that's why I'm trying so hard to raise awareness, because I don't want it hijacked by a communist specter that has come from China. Anyway, this little lady says, well, what is all this? But before I go to see my daughter, and I said, I explained to her, I said, this is forced organ harvesting. At the time, we didn't know it was forced organ harvesting because it was about 2004. The allegations started coming out in 2006, but we had the torture exhibitions and the brutal persecution. And she said, my goodness, you know, I'm a Holocaust survivor. And she takes off, and she pulls up her sleeve, and she shows me her number. Well, she shares about me that she was in Auschwitz, in one of the death camps, and she saw all around her death and destruction and killing and murder. And she signed the petition, and she wished me good luck, and I held her, I embraced her, and she left. And it brought a tear to my eye, because I was like, until people really know, you know, you don't know. And I think, as to answer your question, Sarah, people are so tied up in the illusion of grandeur, the ego, and the narcissism. And look at our children today, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, you know, right in front of their faces. Not even willing to communicate, willing to connect, willing to embrace each other as human beings anymore. Nowadays, what are you doing for lunch? Do-do-do-do-do-do on a cell phone. It's very alien. So that's one of the reasons why so many people do not want to deal with it, because they've lost touch with reality, I guess you can say.
Well, how prevalent is this worldwide? Like, what is the organ network? And are there other hot spots that are being targeted for organs? Because there's such a high demand, right?
Absolutely. Well, everything is, the source and the hub is in China. How, and actually, three countries have actually outlawed and banned organ tourism from China, which are only three countries, to say, which is quite disturbing and shocking to me actually as well. But that's Taiwan, and God bless Taiwan for being so courageous against such a monster like the communist regime and the red demon dragon from China. Because they want to just take over China, Taiwan, and that's that little country who was created by the fleeing Chinese when Mao Zedong came in with the communist regime. That's a courageous country. Then you have Spain, who outlawed and banned tourism from China, and you have Israel, which is interesting. I know you hear a lot about the Zionists, but the Israeli Knesset and the Israeli Jewish Ancient Council. And Jacob Levy, who is the president of the Transplantation Society as well in Israel, passed legislation that defunds any Israeli insurance program who comes and goes to China. And he was interviewed and was sharing about how, because his people went through the Holocaust, they know better, and rightfully so. But yet you had a
Well, that
couple of
makes sense.
Jewish rabbinic rabbis, I believe, in Staten Island, New York, and they were caught for organ harvesting. You also have Indian hubs in India, and you have they prey on the poor. You have in Southeast Asia. You have in Vietnam along the Chinese border, where you have criminal Chinese gangs funded by the communist regime in China and the Viet Cong in I still call them the Viet Cong because it's the VC, the Viet Cong the Vietnamese in Vietnam, the Vietnamese Communist Party, who kidnap young children from the Hmong communities in the northern hills of Vietnam, right outside of Hanoi, about fifth, maybe 7 hours from Hanoi, in Ha Giang and Leo, Dong Van, and in beautiful hills on the Chinese border, and they just round them up and they just take them out and kill them for their organs. A buddy of mine also was sharing about how the organization he's working with as well, which is called Blue Dragon in Vietnam, in Hanoi, which is a big hub of child trafficking. Cambodia, big child trafficking, child slavery, child trafficking. After Pol Pot, the Khmer Rouge, what they did to that country, my God, and I went to the killing fields. Just,
What do the
I
killing
mean,
fields look like? Is it just blood everywhere?
well, it's They kill 20,000 people. I mean, on a daily basis, just like in Rwanda, just with machetes. They ran out of bullets, so they just started to bash babies' heads on against the trees. And you go there and you feel they take you to a different stage, each stage with listening. And you pay a couple of dollars and you go into S21, the famous prison that was used, a school that was used as a prison to torture and destroy and rape so many people, intellectuals. And that's why you see a whole society of youth that, I mean, are taking care of babies. I mean, all the intellectuals were wiped out. Everyone was wiped out. Musicians and business people and lawyers and doctors all were wiped out. Phnom Penh was forced to evacuate, sent to the rice paddies to create rice, which was absolutely impossible in those days, the amount of rice that Pol Pot wanted and the Cameroons wanted. But between 3 and 4 million, those are conservative estimates. The estimates were much higher than that. I would say between 8 and 10, but at least 3 to 4 million killed. And then just you could see the huge craters that they dug and just threw bodies in and just buried them alive. And kill them with machetes, and it was shocking. But the Khmer Rouge, Pol Pot, was influenced by Marxism and influenced by Mao Zedong, the Maoists and the Marxists who came in to and the farmers, the starving farmers that came into the cities and said, "We're going to kill all of you people." And Pol Pot was actually protected by the communist regime. Now, North Korea, who do you think's got the button? That little pipsqueak, that guy doesn't know how, that doesn't know his arse from his elbow. The communist regime funded the entire North Korean nuclear weapons program, and they're using North Korea to stay quiet. You see, the real demon, which is the Red Dragon, the communist regime, the Chinese Communist Party that's controlled China for the last 50 years. The worst, the biggest fear that they have, the worst fear they have, is to be exposed. They like to stay in the shadows. So whenever the world puts a limelight on them, they send their dog, which is North Korea, their bulldog, to cause trouble, to distract people and say, "Oh, let's talk." All the world's people, all the world's media, then go to North Korea, and China acts as if they're the card of diplomacy. So they play double standard, right?
So is North
But Trump's
Korea, when we're fighting North Korea and doing all this stuff, are we really having an argument with China?
exactly. And Trump sees this. He knows it. He knows it very well. Thank God, he's got a couple of guys. He has to. He's got a lot of deep state operatives, but he knows full well about what's going on in China. Thank goodness. Thank goodness to the likes of InfoWars and Alex Jones, which I take my hat off to, Drudge Report and Zero Hedge and Robert David Steele, who also is an amazing man, wrote a couple of letters to Trump. Hopefully, we'll get to him. General Flynn, who was an amazing general, got fired, like as I shared with you. But that's a whole other story. But yes, I feel that Trump is a godsend. Hillary Clinton was a communist agent. If Hillary Clinton came into power, we would have gone to World War III, big time, with
No,
Russia,
how do you
China.
know she's a communist agent? What does that mean to you?
She's a collusionist. She colluded with the communist regime. The communist regime funded Bill Clinton. Think of, when I mentioned the NAFTA reports, Bill Clinton sold the American worker and the American manufacturing, what was ever left, down the line to communist China. Now, the Rockefellers aided Mao Zedong, the Western powers, with especially Rockefeller, and those are the globalists. George Soros is funding a lot of this Marxist and Antifa movements in America to try and destroy the fabric of America, divide America, race bait America, gender bait America, religiously bait America, with this communist Antifa rhetoric, and it's not working. It's going to fizzle out. It's poison. You just have to seek the poison. America has been bitten by a communist snake, a communist red dragon. But once that communist snake dies, and the head's getting cut off, and that has been happening. The legs have been cut off because there's three pegs, right? There's a social, political, and economic. The economic, they say that China is a very world, a superpower. Nonsense. The communist regime is collapsing. The economic is a bubble. I wouldn't invest in China, not at all. Their manufacturing base is finished. Their communist economy is finished. That's why they had to put all their eggs into the American treasury. And they put their claws into the American treasury. Under Obama and Clinton allowed it. Clinton were colluding big time with the Chinese. It's got nothing to do with the Russians. The Russians do not want to be with China anymore. They see the game plan. It's a whole different. When you see the positioning, it's all about America and China. But Russia, I think, and Putin. Putin's not a globalist. Putin and Trump are like this, but not in a way that are colluding. They are fighting a war against the globalists, which is China controlling the globalists, the Rockefellers. And Rockefeller just passed away. But Rockefeller, Soros, these globalist scumbags have funded a communist-style system. They want nothing more to see America fall to become a Chinese communist slave labor system. But that is not going to happen because you've got too many patriots.
Do you think they use communism because they know it's the easiest way to manipulate people into accepting their control over the people? Because it sounds good. It sounds like we're going to share everything and we're going to be this great, place. But that's not their intention.
No, it's a bait and switch. It's a deception. Masters of deception. Nepotism, bribery, inciting hatred, dividing the people, taking God out of the schools. You can't do this. You cannot do this. Mandating this, forcing that, forced vaccinations, mandating this. I mean, there's one child policy. You're forcing women to have abortions, and now because of the one child policy that has destroyed millions of Chinese girls. The male proportionality rate versus the woman is like this. So now they're forcing women to have children.
Well, they should be. I don't even want to go there. I was going to say the balance of male and female is really important. As you know, balance is what keeps harmony and communities going. But now let's get back to Hillary Clinton. What was her goal? Was she getting paid off? Was her goal to just have complete power? I mean, to me, she seems like one of the most evil people we've ever seen in our country.
Absolutely. And a pedophile demon wretch. Okay. And the New York Police Department have a insurance policy video taken from the laptop of Anthony Weiner that was found on, that's the congressman in New York that was found to have been sex texting a 12-year-old minor or a minor, and he got arrested with Uber Aberdeen. There's 4,000 sealed indictments ready to go. The New York Police Department, the chief of the New York Police Department, they all know, they have it all. QAnon, I'm sure you've heard of QAnon, Julian Assange, they've all exposed it, the Pizzagate, the Pedogate. But what's terrible to me, and I mean, this is about China, but, Mike Pence is the next one to be if he hasn't been indicted yet. That's why General Flynn was fired, not because of some Russian collusion. Come on, okay, Russian collusion. This is nonsense. It's like saying that Trump is mentally unstable.
Why was he fired? I know you told me this before, but I want to have you say it online because it's really interesting.
Well, you need Robert Davis Steele to come on again on your show, Sarah.
I do need him to come back, but why was he fired?
General Flynn was fired not because of the Russian collusion. General Flynn was fired by Mike Pence because he went to Trump to share and expose how all the way since Mike Pence was Indiana governor, how he was running and in charge using the CIA and FBI operatives as well as other child protective services and schools and other transportation vehicles, underground tunnels to sell babies, involve people in child trafficking, child slavery, and child pornography. Mike Pence has also got, there's a lot of evidence on him about how he is a child rapist and a murderer of children, as well as his wife. Now, this will come out in the future. So when General Flynn came to show this, he came to share about this, Trump knows full well, and I love what Trump's doing in terms of keeping. He's playing them very well because he's think about what he's. I mean, this man, he's what he's gone through in the last year. I mean, to hold it down on this. He's the last great king, the great king of Thailand, King Rama just passed up, and now his son is an absolute scumbag. I mean, he tried to assassinate his own sister for trying to be there for his children, just like the queen of for his people, just like the Queen of England killed Princess Diana because she knew about the pedophile rings and child trafficking, child rituals, and child sacrifice linked to the royal family. But that's another different story. So they murdered Diana. Okay, that's well known, Princess Diana. It just depends how deep down the rabbit hole you want to go. And I like to go deep. I like to go to the deepest. That's my life. I don't care about safeguarding my life, because you know what, God will sort it out either way. But the truth will set you free. But yeah, Mike Pence is in a lot of trouble. And at first I thought he was a God-fearing man. I thought he would lead the country, but he's part of the deep state. He's an absolute operative trying to take out Donald Trump. That's their next stage now. Now they're going for, because they first tried to get Donald Trump under sexual harassment. That didn't work, okay? Because a lot of women, was caught. Bill O'Reilly actually came out on Glenn Beck, but you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I don't trust those kind of guys. But he came out about videos about how women were bribed to say negative and sexual harassment, bring her sexual harassment suits to Donald Trump. Now, I know Donald Trump's a playboy, okay? I mean, whatever. He's a, you know, men are men. You know, I'll vouch for it. But
well, I'm not going to go that far to say men are men, but the evils of what we're talking about are so grand that if somebody wants to fool around on their side, but they're actually taking down the real evil, I'm going to look past that. But I would like to see, you know, 100%. If you're a good person of integrity, but keep going.
And that's what Donald Trump is. And I think he saw that world growing up in New York, growing up in all this illusion of grandeur, growing up with all these in television for 10 years as a billionaire. And I'm no doubt he had to rub shoulders with the Russian mob in New York and the Armenian and the Albanian mafia and God knows what other mafia. But he's not a mafia man. He's not a hitman. And he's not a pedophile. And he's not a sexist. I mean, he's a businessman, okay? And he's an alpha. Well, you know, it's what it is.
He's an egomaniac narcissist, but he seems like that is driving him to, I mean, we need, this evil is so over the top. He could be the greatest president that we've ever had if he can take this stuff down. But, you know, we can't think of it as this one person who's going to come in and be this white knight savior. It doesn't work that way. You have to have everybody stepping up and doing it. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, communist China falling isn't going to become because of one person, Trump. It has to come because the people rise up and they reject it. Evil needs to be rejected at the base level. If everybody's sidetracked and in their phones, it's not going to happen. We have to face it and see that it's going on. You know, some of this stuff is just so hard to believe. And so it's important that we have the facts out there and that people have places they can go and see it. Now, can you repeat that movie that won all those awards that really gets to the truth on this stuff?
Absolutely. Forgive me for being a little going down the beaten path or being random, but
No. People will like that. Trust me. There's some good juicy stuff that you told us that people probably don't know. And I have a couple more questions about that. But can you repeat that one movie that won the Peabody Award and everything else? It's important they know the facts and that this is real and that we're not messing around with conspiracy theories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hard to believe. movie.com and you can get that from Amazon. It's renting for $4.99 and you can buy it for $12.99. There's also another documentary. It's called Harvested Alive, the 10-year investigation on YouTube. That's a free video. That's about an hour and 20 minutes. You can also go to stoporganharvesting.org. stoporganharvesting.org, as well as Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, DAFOH.org. Now, something interesting about Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, these are a board of doctors from all over the world. that came together to expose the forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong. And the Transplantation Society that goes to China, lavished and bribed by Chinese goods and Chinese money from the communist regime, actually stood with the communist regime and said, you know what, they did and also did a false press conference and said, a fake press conference, there's no organ harvesting going on here. If they did organ harvest, this was very rare. We did it with criminals, with convicts. But it actually is going on. And I believe deputy ministers or of the Chinese Ministry of Health came on, and three of their stories collaborated falsely. It didn't make sense. This will be shown in Harvested Alive, which you can watch on YouTube. But hardtobelievemovie.com depicts amazing corroboration and evidence, substantial evidence from Ethan Gutman, David Kilgore, David Mattis on this issue, as well as endorganpillaging.org. Endorganpillaging.org is also a very good website to share about this. But I think people can be, it's just very self-explanatory. The book that I think people would also really enjoy reading, which gives a full-on depiction and description, is Ethan Gutman's book, The Slaughter, which can be bought at Amazon. But Ethan Gutman's book, The Slaughter, which is also very good.
Would you stick around and answer one question for my Patreons?
With pleasure.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And thank you, you know, God bless you for what you're doing. And we need more people like you.
You know what? The more people that can express, can share this, and I just want to reach out to people through the screen and say, people, share with your customers, share with your family, share with your clients, share in your board meetings. If your CEO's out there and you're dealing with China, you know, just be very careful, because you might be aiding and abetting indirectly without knowing a genocide, because most businesses don't know where their money is going to in China. And you can't just own a business in China. Everything is communist controlled. And the more money you invest, the more you are tied to the communist regime. And where do you think that money is going? The labor camp systems. Actually, there's one more point I want to share with you, if I may, Sarah, about the labor camp systems. Before the Falun Gong crackdown and the rounding up of the Falun Gong, the labor camp systems weren't there. I mean, a lot of them weren't there. Most of them weren't there. As soon as Falun Gong started to be cracked down upon and rounded up, millions and millions and millions of people forced out of their homes and into labor camps. And I mean, it was just shocking. The labor camp system started to prop up everywhere. I mean, labor camps, detention centers, hospitals, specifically to eradicate Falun Gong, to kill them for their organs. So I urge people to go to the websites, check out the sites, go to YouTube. It's very simple. Go to hardtobelieve.com, hardtobelievemovie.com. Check out the documentaries. Google David Kilgore, David Mattis, Bloody Harvest, The Slaughter, Ethan Gutman, Forced Organ Harvesting in China, stoporganharvesting.org, DAFOH.org, and just become aware of this, because awareness is the most important.
Do you think that that was the intention for the United States, to eventually move us into like a organized labor camps, have America fall, and then do kind of move to what China's doing?
That's what the globalists want. That's exactly what's going on now in America, but that will not happen. Thank God, and you know why? Because the collapse of the communist regime is imminent. And that is the last of the communist bloc. Russia fell, you know, and North Korea will also fall very soon. You'll see coming very soon. North Korea, there's not going to be a World War III. There's technology coming very soon in America, and thank God, because America is the leader of the free world, and America will not fall. It cannot fall. It cannot fall. Believe me, it cannot fall. What will fall is the communist regime. There won't be a World War III. There will be a great disaster. There might be a nuclear weapon. There might be a virus. You never know what's going to happen. We were living in Revelations and in Judgment Day, whatever you want to call it. The Christians say one thing, the Jews say another thing, the Native Americans say another, the Nostradamus prophecies say another. But I know that with the collapse of the communist regime in China, the complete collapse, I'm talking about the end of communism as we know it, because communism is an evil specter that must die, that poison must die. Once that dies, and it will die, mark my words, I'm not sure exactly when, but within the next 3 to 5 years, I'm predicting, America, you'll see America return to normalcy, a normal state of affairs, a peace. There will be a peace that no one has ever experienced before, and America will come back.
Do you think is all this stuff, all the turbulence being funded by China?
Absolutely. And the globalist control that want to see a communist style system. George Soros, who's running for his life as well, believe me. The Rockefellers, who are also on their last leg. But the communist regime, the Chinese Communist Party, they've bought up Vietnam, they've controlled Thailand, they've controlled Cambodia, they've controlled North Korea. The ISIS fighters. Oh, and that's another group that is doing or forced organ harvesting. But thank God Trump has taken care of those scumbags as well. That's a good thing also that Trump's been doing. Almost wiped out ISIS. That was created by Obama and Hillary Clinton. They created them.
They created it. ISIS was created by our CIA. That's ridiculous. No. Which that shows is that there's a war internal here. I mean, we have these pedophiles. We have people who are doing all this crappy stuff. We need to clean ourselves up, too. We need to stop buying organs from China. I'm very, the new technology of growing your own organs is really important because it'll put an end to a lot of the organ harvesting, because it's much better to have your own organ that matches you perfectly than one out of somebody else's body.
That's very interesting. I haven't heard of that technology. That's very interesting. Yeah, it's not too long in the future where you can do that, I'm sure. The return to American values and constitutional law. You know, I remember in 1995 when I came to Atlanta, and I always loved America. I love the American flag. Are a lot of your audience American?
I have a nice international, like about 50% American and about 50% international.
Whether you're international or American, I just think that everyone used to love America, but it was hijacked by terrible regimes that did not put America first. And by making America great again, it's not about, and putting America first, it's not about Nazism, it's not about fascism. I'm anti-Nazi, anti-fascist, and I'm certainly against communism. It's about really, truly, America is the light. It has always been the light. And it has always been the light in people's lives. Deep down inside, we all have loved America. I know as a little boy growing up, I still as a young man and an older man, I love America. I've never had so much freedom, so much access to wealth, so much opportunity, so much freedom to speak my mind, so much freedom to share my understanding. But now you have these liberal universities and these communist leftist liberal professors and these anti-fi terrorist groups and these political correctness nonsense from the left particularly. And the rightists are not that great either. The Republicans are not that great either, I'm not saying. But we need to have our America will come back. And the reason why it has been hijacked is because of the communist regime. It's because of the communist influence. And that's why I said about Hillary Clinton and Obama. They have all been backed by the communist regime. And thank God Trump has said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. We want America to be first. He's Americana. Say what you want about Trump, okay? But he's not an evil man. He's a good man. He's got a good heart. And I see that. Now, he's surrounded by deep state pedophile operatives and snakes. But you know what? I forgot to say that. But Trump has a principle. Trump's got a principle of keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. And he plays that very well. Even Bannon. I mean, what a traitor that guy. That's the man who lost his mind. Okay, Nikki Haley. Rex Tillerson, they're all deep state operatives. You can see how they walk, you can see how they move. Paul Ryan, they're not these people, and he keeps them all close. He puts them on a pedestal as if they know. And Trump is so shrewd like that. because he loves America and he loves his country, and he knows what's going on in the deep in the devil's den.
He almost was there, right. I don't know how you know this, but I hope you're right.
After 20 years of experience and the people I've met and the people I've seen, it takes a lot of discernment. And discernment, you can't teach that. You can't teach this stuff. Discernment comes from experience. Discernment comes from truly, oh man, it's like going to war. How can you teach going to war? How can you teach when you're, you know, the soldiers and the special forces and the mercs that are watching this? How do you teach when you're in war? How do you know? How do you react? You can't teach people how to react. It's just a normal reaction. The people I've met, the experiences I've seen, and have led me to these understandings. But for more on this, you should get Robert David Steele. And one thing Robert David Steele said, which is very important: not everyone in the communist regime is evil. You have 90% of really good people controlled by 10% of the evil. And they're stuck in a very bad situation, just like the FBI and the CIA.
Sure.
Not
yes.
all the CIA are evil.
Yeah, you know? That's exactly
not
right.
Not it's, all on the right.
That's what makes not communism. All, go ahead.
That not all on the, exactly. Not all people on the left and not all people on the right, not all people that are liberals, not all people that are Republicans are evil. It's the 90% that are stuck in a crappy tyrannical system. Controlled by a handful, and those handfuls are demonic people. But wherever there is truth and wherever there is light, the evil is trying to suppress. And I know the communist regime what it can on its last leg to survive. But we won the war. But the battle rages on, and this year and next year is going to be phenomenal years. Watch the signs. Mark my words. Mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. Now, I'm not an expert. I don't claim to have any degrees. But based on the experience, you reap what you sow. And what I know will come to light very soon, based on the experience, based on the intel that I've received, especially with the communist regime collapsing and America standing free and proud and full of liberty and justice for all. And people will again put their hearts over their hands to support the flag and pledge allegiance as a native-born South African and now a patriot and now a loyalist to the American Republic, not empire, Republic for which it stands. So God bless America and God bless everybody around the world who's listening to this.
Do you have a website or do you send people to other places?
I do. I don't have a website. I'm just a freelancer. I support the websites because they've done such a phenomenal job. You know, I don't want to distract people from the websites that have already been created. But again, people, please consider stoporganharvesting.org, endorganpillaging.org, DAFOH.org, forced organ harvesting in China. Look it up on YouTube. Download or buy the book, Ethan Gutman, The Slaughter, as well as David Mattis and David Kilgore's book, The Bloody Harvest. And research for yourself, because awareness is the most important.
Well, thank you so much. And hold on for one more question, okay?
Sure. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for so much for your patriotism and your courage and your essence for standing up when nobody else is. You know, this is what I'm grateful. That's why I take my hat off to people like yourself, souls and hearts like yourself, who have had the courage out of all these multi-million dollar companies and media agencies and people and you can't believe who have stayed silent, who know better, but yet you, out of nowhere, have allowed me to speak my truth and share about the Falun Gong and share about topics today. Thank you.
Thank you.